Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Jimmy.
You know, and as we get down to things here, right now, top of the ninth inning, Dodgers trying to close out a 3-0 victory over the San Diego Padres. It would help the Mets out a little bit. Seeing how this is going, and right, and obviously we started the season with the Dodgers and Padres being the new Yankees-Red Sox, as great a rivalry as it is. The way things are starting to break now in the National League, aren't we just counting the days to that Dodgers-Padres one-game wild card playoff? honestly, isn't that where we're headed? Because look, the Giants' lead is 3 games, and you know they're on a 5-game win streak right now. And yes, there's still about 20 games left to play, but 3-game lead is pretty good considering the Giants haven't wilted. You know, it's not like they had a 12-game lead. No, it's been a 3-ish game lead. The Dodgers caught them a week ago. The Giants pushed that lead back out to 3, but the Dodgers clearly are going to be one of the wild cards because they have that clinched, basically. But the Padres now, they start. There's a little bit of uneven play from the Reds and the Phillies, yeah. And it looks like we're inching closer to Dodgers-Padres one game for the playoffs, which would really be fitting considering where we started the season.
I've had a lot of chuckles over the course of the day, just scrolling all my friends in their social media, and this gets into the Facebook world, which, you know, filter out all the really strange stuff and theories on pretty much anything. It's not limited to just science problems, but lots of other things. But all the Cub fans losing their minds. Like, come on, you got a chance to beat the Giants, and Kendricks can only go 6. Like, he had 104 pitches. His arm was going to be one of the next things thrown. And if the ball makes it with it, I guess it's where it lands in the zone. But come on now. You got to get to the pen. And certainly our friends that are Dodger fans were none too pleased either.
Telling you, that would be so apropos. Dodgers, Padres,
yeah.
One game. And the Dodgers would trot out all of their pitch, right? It would be Bueller's going to go the first 3, then it'll be Kershaw, and then it's going to be Urias. And that's how we're going to go. We're going to go ace. That's how we're going to win this game.
Well, the thing that would be, you know, just bogus about it is just how badly the Padres have played for long stretches, right? What are they, 14, 15 games behind right now? It's like, nope, you still get the one-game playoff, and here comes Snell. You know, it's like, hey, and anything goes in a one game, right? That's why you never leave it to the judges. You got to figure out how to eke out those extra couple of victories and put some kind of hex on the Giants. Because here, I mean, the Cubs basically surrendered by having Chris Bryant Day.
Oh,
here's a flag. Wow. Here's a World Series flag. Here's the one with your number on it. Out there crying. 6-1, your final. Giants over the Cubs.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So what we've been doing over the course of the night tonight, you know, it's our big NFL preview night, right? We've been looking ahead. We've given you our upset specials for the week in college football and the NFL. We got a brand new pick segment coming up later this hour, debuting tonight, which is a lot of fun. But the other thing I've been doing is we've been picking the AFC and NFC championship games and who's going to the Super Bowl. So to recap, if you missed it, our AFC championship game picks. Mike picked the Chiefs and the Titans, with the Titans going to the Super Bowl.
Crazy, isn't it?
I had the Browns hosting the Patriots, with the Browns having enough and going to the Super Bowl. So here we are. Cleveland and Tennessee right now have reasons to be jubilant coming off our show as we pick both of them to make it to the Super Bowl in the AFC. But what about the NFC now? We're going to pick our NFC championship games right here, tell you who's going to the Super Bowl, and then we will have our official Super Bowl predictions for this season. Mike, why don't you kick it off? Your first team in the NFC Championship game is?
Well, I don't need to filibuster too much. You watched them last night. No, it's not Dak Prescott, the MVP candidate. I actually read a couple of articles from doctors that still didn't like some of what they saw from him, which I thought was really intriguing. And obviously, Lyle Collins, he's not gonna be there for a while. Looking at the Buccaneers, some injuries in the secondary have me concerned. Right, Murphy Bunting and the way his elbow bent. You saw it. I saw it. The world saw it. I don't need to see it again. And you also had, Whiteside missed the game, and you had some other injuries in the front seven. So it's a question of how much you weather a storm there. But offensively, already clicking on all cylinders, and you didn't even need the run game. Really, you just kind of had both teams say, you know what, I like that. Run game is really just short passing game. That is it. We run the ball a couple of times, quote, keep them honest. Otherwise, let's work. And as long as Leonard Fournette gets passes, Ronnie Garvin, there it is. There's your 80s wrestling reference for the night. Hands of stone problems. Remember, because he just used to punch guys in the face and knock them out. The Buccaneers are rolling back. So many weapons. Pick your poison. Antonio Brown, the star. Evans will have his days. Godwin won't fumble the ball at the five. And he won't drop a would-be touchdown pass inside the 10 as he did. Well, at least not with any regularity. Look for Tom Brady to continue to do that and make another run. We will welcome him here to Los Angeles.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to tell you, hosting the NFC Championship game, the Los Angeles Rams, everything the Rams needed, they got by getting Matthew Stafford, right? It's not that Matthew Stafford's going to come in and throw for 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns. No, he's going to do what Matthew Stafford has done for years. With no running game in Detroit and with some okay receivers, he averages 4,000 yards a year, 30-ish touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. That's kind of what Matthew Stafford does. That's what he will do with the Rams. If the Rams had that last year, they're in the Super Bowl. If they had that 2 years, that's all they needed. They have everything else. And Stafford's going to come in, solidify the quarterback position, and do exactly that. You worried about the running back position? Oh, they had some injuries. You know what? They had a couple of Jags come out of nowhere last year, and suddenly, oh, my God, Akers and Henderson, these guys are great. They will figure out the running game. It may take them a little bit, but by the middle of the season, the Rams are going to be the best team in the National Football League. They'll be winning games with mind-numbing regularity. Their defense is going to swallow teams. Aaron Donald will still be on the top of everybody's best defensive player in the game list, and the Rams will be hosting the NFC Championship game.
Wow. By the virtue of the NFC teams you just dialed up, you've got people losing their minds, right? Because how many people are Matt Stafford haters, detractors? I'd want nothing to do with him. Like you just caused all sorts of ripple in the time continuum.
No, just I like did. That. I did. Yeah. I did.
All right, my other team is, well, it's a team you saw just a couple of years ago. They're healthy and ready to go. Tyshirt, who's going to lead them?
Cleveland.
I tried. It'll be Jimmy and Trey Lance. We'll see some of him. There we go. Get fired up. Lots of speed. Ayuk and Debo Samuel. George Kittle is back. Raheem Mostert alongside Trey Sermon. Good offensive line. Good balance, but establishing the run. And a couple of guys in the backfield that can be home run guys. Also, defensively, we know they bring it to just on a week-to-week basis. So, look, if they can avoid what happened last year, which was, hey, anybody we've ever heard of, raise your hand. Yep, you're all hurt and done for the year. Have a nice time. No, they're all back and ready to go. And I think in that division, I like your Rams. I hope for the sake of our city and where we are here in Los Angeles. I mean, my city is Chicago, of course. But where we are and where we broadcast, a lot of Rams fans, a lot of Charger fans, everybody getting fired up for football and what could be a big year. I hope the division is as exciting as we just made it here with our Super Bowl, our championship weekend picks.
So who will the Rams be playing in the Super Bowl, in the NFC
Championship title game. Yeah.
They will be playing the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, boy.
The Packers, in Aaron Rodgers' last dance year, if you think he's going to have a bad year, are you kidding me? Offensively, this is as deep as they've been. Look, I like A.J. Dillon. I like Aaron Jones. They're going to be able to do a lot of damage in that backfield. Defensively, that's the thing, is that they have players at each level of the defense that are shut down players, secondary, linebacker, defensive line. All they have to do is be able to ratchet that up a little bit. And they have a new change, you know, new change in coordinators and a new philosophy. That can happen, right? They made some moves in the offseason, the way they drafted. I like the Packers to win their division, to be able to go on the road and win games. And they are playing here in Los Angeles in the NFC title game.
Something's got to give. Aaron Rodgers has to win a game of consequence and actually get back to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And look, the last time I watched him beat the Steelers in Dallas, and so we would get past some of these failures in championship games. I still put a lot of last year on him. Everybody wants to blame the front office. Everybody wants to blame Matt LaFleur. You know what? You could have flipped him off and sent the field goal unit back. You're a guy of all the reputation and all the BS he's been selling. We'll see him on Fox alongside Aaron Andrews. We'll have an interview as part of the pregame, so you should tune in for that to see what he's got next. But, you know, you still have control. You had timeouts. You could have called timeout and said, you know, we need to talk this over. You didn't. So something's got to give. Either he wins or Matthew Stafford shatters the brains of so many pundits who just diminished anything the man may have ever accomplished within the white lines of an NFL field. No, that's great. Look, I already had the Tennessee Titans rolling to the Super Bowl. They will play the San Francisco 49er. The apprentice upends the master. And Jimmy goes
Wait,
to the Super Bowl.
So Jimmy's the quarterback, Jimmy. Not Trey? It's Jimmy? Jimmy doing it?
Jimmy.
Does he go and just pile drive Brady at the end of the game? Hey, you should have been playing here, but I got the job. I'll see. I'm going to the Super Bowl again.
Nah, he goes up like at the end of the exhibition in Rocky III and says, you want to get a Polaroid?
sure. Go ahead. I'm going to tell you, the Packers will be everybody's sentimental favorite. Can Aaron Rodgers get there? He basically is wearing a trade me sign on his back. He's done. He's done his last dance here. But it will end for Aaron Rodgers like it ended last year because the Rams have too much. And they will be playing at home at SoFi in the Super Bowl. We went all every year. It's, will a home team ever play in the Super Bowl? Well, it happened. Well, now it's going to happen again. You're going to get the Rams in the Super Bowl. It's going to be the Browns and the Rams playing for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Oh, my goodness. Matthew Stafford. It's going to be interviews Insane. With Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, unless he's traded.
Clowny.
It's going to be week of the Super Bowl interviews with Jared Goff and Jeff Fisher and Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens. Oh, yeah, give me all that, baby.
Did you say Hugh that. Jackman? Yeah, he awesome. Likes going to Radio Row, too.
With Hugh Jackman.
I'm really excited. I mean, it's coming to our backyard. We're already starting to make connections about events for that week and some making some connections. No, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, so there it is. There's our official Super Bowl picks, our AFC, NFC Championship game, and Super Bowl picks for this season. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. If you miss any of the show, don't worry. You can download the Best Of podcast right after our show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rate us, subscribe. We will love you forever and ever and ever again. Right after the show is over, wherever you listen to podcasts, boom, it is there for you. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, well, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Well, straight ahead, it's more looking ahead at week one of the NFL. I know it's only week one, But what couple of teams absolutely have to win? Well, we'll tell you. That's next right here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Apparently, Teicher wanted to cut out of the What a Man song. No, 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 don't play that one. I'm going to play a different one for you.
I can't play it twice.
You could.
Wait, I just played that one. No, okay.
Just still decided What a Man. You were fixated still on the greatness of Matthew Stafford. I think it just kind of took you into a whole other stratosphere there.
I'm telling you, made our Super Bowl picks, our AFC and NFC championship game picks again. Our Best of podcast goes up in about 45 minutes. iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts, you get it. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Subscribe, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Now, before we get into a couple of big games this week, believe it or not, there's a couple of teams that have must-win games week one in the
Let's
NFL.
Go.
For different reasons. Not that, okay, this is it, they can't make the playoffs. There's different reasons. Not that if they lose this game, they're not getting. No, there's a couple of teams that need to win for a couple of reasons.
Wow, you went to mid-season meathead form that fast.
I did, didn't I?
That sounds like a bit. The mid-season meathead.
Oh, I like that.
Brought to you by Boar's Head.
I think the Giants stink. How about that? I'm going to hang up and listen on the air. How do you think about that? It's right now here in L.A. It is 10:20.
Hey! You going after callers? How dare you?
Hey, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say to you. Right now it's 10:23 p.m. here in Los Angeles, 1:23 a.m. on the East Coast, and we are officially into the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And look, it's a very difficult day. This weekend is going to be a difficult weekend. Tomorrow will be a difficult day. You've seen a lot of the retrospectives done over the course of the last couple of days. Look, it's really hard. It's something either you want to get in and think back to about what that day was, or you want to just put it out of your mind and move on. I get it. It's a very difficult time. But, you know, 20 years from it, and it still seems like yesterday. And yeah. It's a weird sensation. Like, I found myself this week, it took me 40 minutes, and I just happened to get on my phone, and I was looking up a couple of things, and, you know, one click leads to another, and suddenly I am looking at all the Staten Islanders, you know, where I grew up, who died in 9/11. And the the big newspaper in Staten Island, Staten Island Advance, because the Advance is the News and the Post. But I grew up on Staten Island, and going through everybody and knowing the four names that I saw that are people that I knew, a kid I went to high school with, a kid whose younger brother I went to high school with, my uncle's best friend, one of my friends from high school, my good friends, her dad died in 9/11, and I'm looking for the same names and seeing things and going through it, and it's something that no matter what happens, anybody who remembers that day, it was a day where the United States forever changed. And I think back to what life was like before that. Because, in the 90s, I was in my early 20s and going out. It's when the time, you're at the time of your life and you're feeling your best. And, then here, 9/11 comes. And clearly there is a different view and different way that you see the world after that day. And I'm kind of jealous of the kids growing up now that just know 9/11 is a memory and know something that happened and go, okay, hopefully you will never have to go through something like that in your life. I never thought I did. But we did. But you remember what life was like before that and all the excess that we had and all the things that we did, how innocent we all were. And this is coming up. We had World War II and, in the 1940s, but just what we had won and the freedom we had won in the United States and how much the United States controlled and was the world's policeman and worked to protect everyone. And it was just our role and certain things that were such big deals back in the 80s and 90s. Would that be a big deal now? I mean, we saw how the world changed. It could be 2021, it could be 2031, 2041. You remember that day, and that's the day where things changed, where you realize the world is a dangerous place, and it is much more of a we have to be aware of certain things and on our toes, and it's the day that we lost innocence, and there were so many tragedies and people who died, and it's just so awful. But that's something that everybody who has survived trying to pick up the pieces faces has to deal with the fact that that was innocence. That was our former way of life lost, and now it is finding the new normal, and we're still trying to find the new normal past it. We're trying to find the normal as other countries are trying to gather around us and surround us. It's become that kind of world, and I would love to be able to get back to those days. I'd love to be able to get back to the carefree days of the 90s and all those things, but you know, it's like I said, things happen, and it's the new normal that we're all trying to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, a vigilance that needs to be there that maybe wasn't. Maybe a certain level of mistrust that entered in off it. Like, there was some goodwill. No, don't get me wrong. I'll tell a story about being at Yahoo there in a minute, because it's got a little bit of levity on the back end of it. Can't tell the full story for air. There's too many details that... I'd get fired.
Okay, well, we don't want that.
For many reasons.
Do we? Wait, I don't
know. Well, you know what? It's the Jason Smith Show.
With Alex Teichert here. It's time for Diet Tips.
Oh, I was just going to say, it just hits music and another laugh, and you go straight into content instead of talking me up. But no, so when I was – think about going to the airport, and you could walk someone to the gate and hang out with them. Until mm-hmm. they got on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hug them. All right, go on. Those kind of things that you lose. But I was at Yahoo, and I've been there a couple of years. And one of the parts of my job, this is right as I was starting my MBA, getting into a little bit of, I'd applied, and I'd just gotten accepted. So ramping up to get ready to go in January, I was supposed to start. So, you know, a couple of months, but you're you know, crossing your T's, dotting your I's. Another football season. We've launched our fantasy game again, and I'm handling all the correspondence for pretty much any media property that we had at Yahoo. You know, all your news, all your entertainment stuff that we were getting from different feeds, all the sports stuff. If you got an FAQ, I probably wrote it. If you had, you know, we're on our help and rules pages, I probably did most of the editing, if not all of the writing as well. So, you know, hands-on and going into the queues and answering mail and seeing where things are broken or need improvement and all of those things. And when 9/11 happened, we were where we were in Sunnyvale, the big campus. You're right alongside the streets of Lockheed Martin and north of Grumman. And I had a pager that went off and it just said, get to work, please. There's been an accident. Okay. So I get up. I don't think anything of it. And it's like, all right, I got to go in. And, you know, it just said, you know, crash into, you know, New York Tower. It's like, oh, wow. Okay. But yeah, let's get in. Let's figure this out. I get in the car, and it's only a couple miles that I've got to go down the road to get to the campus. I had to stop and show a badge 9 times and call my boss to get verification, because there were armed guards on the ceiling, on the roof of every one of those buildings as news started to flow, right? You're hearing it on the radio as you're driving in. And then our job was then to try to monitor the message boards, get rid of as much of the hate messaging as we could, but trying to get people to be able to communicate and see if they can't correspond with their loved ones in the greater New York area. So, you know, you had some resonance. Day to day it was, all right, how am I scoring this weird ass play on Monday Night Football? So you're sometimes having that, what the hell am I doing here? Like, you know, the what's my purpose kind of question that you ask with your job every now.
Sure.
And every one of you has this out there, whatever job you do. But like for a few days thereafter, and I didn't go home for like 72 hours, right? You know, my wife's time, you know, we're there and she's just like, when are you coming home? It's like, they need me here. Like, I couldn't go home. She couldn't go back to the Stanford labs because that was all on lockdown. So, like, you know, we were able to get her in and we hung out and whatever. And, you know, they catered food as they could. But we kept the lines of communication over. So you felt like there was some meaning. About 2 weeks after that all went down, you started having the hoaxes of stuff being sent through the mail, right? Anthrax was the word of the day. And we had in... answering our cues, we actually had someone say, hey, I sent you a package. Well, it had already been opened. It was on my desk.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
Wow.
I hadn't gotten to the mail yet, but it had been dropped off there. And we ended up prosecuting the guy. He spent 10 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's I had to go to court. We had, you know, our heads of security were all ex-FBI and CIA people. So, like, this was taken as seriously. As soon as I reported it, I was in with, you know, they had to do all the tests to make sure I was okay and whatever else because I'd touched the envelopes to move them, but I hadn't gotten deeper inside. Turns out it was just flour. But, you know, just the reality of just like that, all our lives could have been changed again. Because at that point, the threats to where mailrooms were checking yet. We got first, you know, stuff and became part of that. And eventually, dude went to prison. There's a bunch of the background story I can tell you off air that makes it a funny story. But it just shows you how quickly your world changes.
Yeah.
And how you process things. But yeah, I helped send a guy to prison. So off of all of that. So,
wow.
You know, felt some power.
You.
Yeah, you're next, buddy.
You're like the Elliot Ness of Fox Sports Radio.
Dude, it was crazy. Like that couple of weeks thereafter. And so, you know, growing up Southside Chicago, and obviously there's, you know, all the stuff in the news and you see the reports of violence and it's heartbreaking and you recognize some of the brokenness. But, you know, one of the things out of all these specials, Jason, I think you'll stipulate to this, kind of what we talked about with Jay Glazer, is there's a lot of love and a lot of community that's there. And even if it's not always expressed, the knowing nods of what people are going through as related to this date. I just hope we get to be better and more sensitive to the day-to-day as well.
Yeah, you know, it's great stuff and very well said. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. It, you know, as time goes on, I remember bits and pieces of different things that stick with you. And you don't know why things stick with you for different reasons. I remember, you know, waking up and my wife telling me, I just turned on the TV, the Twin Towers are gone. I was like, what do you mean? They're gone. They're gone. And she was crying. And I'm trying to call my mom because she lives in New York City, wanted to make sure she was okay. And she called me like 2 hours later. Oh, I was at yoga when it happened. I'm like, why didn't you call me? Tell me, because I was okay. Why didn't you call me? It's like stuff like that. But then in the days after, just the fog that we were all in. You know, I remember the big special that raised all the money for the victims, and Springsteen started it off by performing and how
we shall overcome.
Yeah, and how so many television stations just completely changed programming and put on inspirational movies. Like everything that was out there, no, now it's just going to be, it's Rocky and it's the Mighty Ducks and it's, you know, these are the movies that are going to be on just on a loop, and there's no other programming except these movies. We're not going to have new television shows and just weird things that stick with you, you know, after that. And like I said, it's going to be a difficult weekend for most everybody here. You know, hey, enjoy the weekend and do everything we can. Obviously, like I said, however you get through the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Look, that's the way you need to get through it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. But, you know, as we say, our business is sports. Wanted to spend a few minutes talking about that. You know, look, we're getting ready for week one in the National Football League. And it's going to be a big day Sunday. We've already seen the excitement. We saw the television ratings for game one. The ratings for college football last weekend were great. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of teams, Mike, that have to win week one for different reasons. Right. And like I said, not the old, hey, if we don't win. No, but a couple of teams that need to win week one or they could start off this season and set off on the bad road. And the first team is the Jets. Okay, because I know the Jets, and I know what's going on. And if they don't win this big revenge game against Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson doesn't play well, they're 1-6. And it's going to be, let's just get through this season, and hopefully Zach Wilson is good. The Jets are one of those teams where how they start portends to how the season they're going to go. And if they losing week one, opening week one is okay, but losing week one to the team that took your quarterback that you traded him to, and he goes and has a big game and wins, I mean, that is a headline that's never going to go away. Whatever Zach Wilson does, remember his first game was against Sam Darnold. Darnold threw three touchdowns. Zach Wilson got picked off three times. Jets lost 35-10. There we go. The Jets can win week one it would be really something. But if not, they'll go in a tailspin. And the same thing I can say for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because if they lose week one to the worst team in the NFL, the Texans, Urban Meyer, all this ridiculously awkward preseason stuff that we have, that's going to look like taking candy from a baby compared to what it's going to look like. Dude, you lose week one to the Texans who are tanking? They started Tyrod Taylor. We started a generational quarterback and we lose? That would be the absolute worst. Talk about another team that needs to win week one. The Jaguars, or those storylines, are going to just mushroom on Urban Meyer and the Jags for the entire season.
Tyrod Taylor will be strutting around like he's Ric Flair in a feather boa.
Look at
boa.
You. Your big pick there. I love that.
I just like that you've now put this level of urgency on it to compound it all. I love it. Look, they're home dogs, but at Allegiant Stadium on Monday Night Football, I'm looking at the Las Vegas Raiders. Right, 4-point line, over-under at 50. It started at 6.5. Obviously, the running back injuries in Baltimore and the injury to Peters, a really big flipping deal before week one. But the Raiders are a team that a lot of folks still, I think, have that want to for. Whether there's just enamored with Mark Davis and what all the ownership side of things, Las Vegas having meaningful football, maybe they just love the visions of the Death Star that they've seen, or they stole one of those cool bobbleheads that were display things of John Gruden. If you have one, I want one. So I need that and the Eric Dickerson. I need those two. So if you have one in your possession, let's barter. There you go. That was my open solicitation to add to my memorabilia collection. But I look at the Raiders with Derek Carr, the speed receivers, all of the – you could sell me all you want on the upgrades made, particularly to the defense. I need to see it in action. And it needs to happen fast, because what do we see from John Gruden's teams? They always start fast. They fade. So he's got to do this twice for me. He's got to do this week one, and then he's got to do it, say, week 10. They need to show past the ills of losing seasons and lost seasons past, especially Derek Carr. No more of this throwing it out of the back of the end zone out of town, pal. It's time to lead and be that guy. For my other pick in this regard, you pick them in our new segment, but I'm looking at the Atlanta Falcons. Because you got Philadelphia and everybody's writing them off as a likely top five draft selection for 2022. The idea that Jalen Hurts, there's so much speculation about how much he is or isn't loved inside that building. Just go on down the line. The juggling of the offensive line a year ago. You can tell me to your blue in the face, yeah, they now have a riches of offensive linemen and they might actually have to trade a couple. It's like, okay, you could say that in theory. But these guys didn't finish the job last year. They had 13 different guys play on the line. There's five spots. That's not good. Why did I sound like Shatner? Spock!
Spock!
But
Spock!
Yeah. But I think for Atlanta in the Matt Ryan world, no more Julio Jones. You got Calvin Ridley. You brought in Kyle Pitts. Mike Davis is one of those guys I've hyped a bit for fantasy purposes after a really nice year in place of CMC last year. I think Atlanta needs to get out strong or there's going to be a lot of calling for the, hey, who's the next quarterback for us here?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He sounds sexy.
Well, it's true.
And every week we do our upset special picks for the week in college football, the NFL. I'm putting my 3-0 record of last week on the line this week. Very nervous. But something else has hit me. You know, we get texts and emails from coaches all the time going, hey, I'm usually favored in games. You never pick our games. So with that in mind, we're debuting tonight something called Lay Double the Points. Games we're going to pick each week where we are so confident that you not only can lay the point spread, but you can lay double the points. That's how big we feel.
Yeah, I am disappointed you rejected my, hey, it's Friday, make it a double, or double up, Those were alternate titles.
Just got rejected. No, that's I
just got arrested.
Not yet. Night's early. Maybe 10 minutes from now.
So lay double the points, and I'll tell you, my first game at 3.5, lay double the points, the Patriots over the Dolphins. Look, as I've told you, the world is sleeping on the Patriots, just how good they're going to be. I told you they're going to make the AFC Championship game this year. Tua is going to have a really rough game because you know Belichick knows exactly how to slow him down. It's what he does, right? Now, it's Tua with no safety net. I believe in Tua. He's going to have a good year. It's not going to happen on Sunday. The front seven of the Patriots is terrific. They are going to make enough plays offensively because they've gotten better across the board, and you are going to watch the Patriots just gradually pull away from the Dolphins, lay double the points. You can lay triple the points in this one. Give me New England over Miami.
Let's go. Look, chaos is going to ensue in the locker room eventually. Why? Because, well, it's Kirk Cousins, and eventually he won't play well, and people will hate him because nobody there are very few that are under the same microscope. Your Rams are one of those teams that better win this week, too, going back to the Stafford conversation a few minutes ago. But -3 on the road at Cincinnati. Defense is healthy. Jefferson, Thielen, Cook, and Chris Herndon IV. Sorry, no. Smith isn't there.
No, look at you.
I just thought I'd get your former Jet in there. They're given 3, give 6, or maybe even more, over under of 47. We got to get our other ones in, but I wanted to get this in just real quick. De La Salle just lost for the first time in 30 years to a Bay Area team in Northern California. St. Francis, 31-28, and the ending was just absolute chaos after an unsportsmanlike call, pushing the ball back, thread the needle over the middle for a touchdown. So that is big high school football news on a Friday, since it's all football all the time, baby.
Well, I actually had St. Francis my upset special this week, so I'm pretty happy about
that. You're 4-0.
They were my high school upset special this week.
Nicely done. All right, we'll move you to 4-0.
My other lay double the points game, lay double the points, give me Atlanta over Philadelphia. Triple, quadruple, Atlanta is better than the 4-12 they were last year. They're not going to miss Julio Jones. Kyle Pitts brings a new dimension to this offense. They were a good team that had a lot of bad luck. Their defense is terrible, but Jalen Hurts is the only way weapon the Eagles have. He is not going to single-handedly win this game. Give me the Falcons. They double the points against the Eagles.
I will say this. He is a guy. I'm not huge on him for fantasy purposes over the course of the season because I think you'll see Gardner Minshew. But in this one, push them all in, baby. Let's go. The other was a team you backed away like so many loud noises off trucks when they're taking your garbage away. The beep, beep, beep was insufferably loud with the Indianapolis Colts. And that's why I'm looking at Seattle on the road, -3. Let's double. Let's triple it. Russell Wilson getting it done. Everybody's back. Indy's got the injuries, you know, where we're still looking at that offensive line to see if they're healthy. And even though Carson Wentz is cleared, I ain't buying it. Road win for Seattle as favorites, and they win big.
All right, there we go. There are lay double the points picks this week. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes. Download it, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Double the points. You can lay them. They're right there for you.
Hey, I saw this video last night.
Oh, there you go. Coming up next, Jonas Knox. You're listening to Fox.